Earth Movers.
Hi, is Philip there?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, yes, sir. Hold on just a moment.
Okay. Okay,
Jacob, I sent that to you.
This is Philip.
Hey Philip, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing just fine. How are you doing, Danny?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking, Philip. Yeah, I just hope you had a good weekend, and wanted to touch base with you about a conversation we had a couple weeks back. I know you guys mentioned you had some the job coming up for the parking lot. You might need some extra capital. Are those plans still on the horizon?
We're looking at them. I don't know when exactly. I don't know if we're planning on doing it next week or the week afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing is the material provider actually is. We do buy stuff on an account with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, we still have 30 to 45 days after purchase to be able to do something as far as getting them paid.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I hadn't been able to do too much with it. I'm sure you noticed I've gotten several messages that you had called just because I've been in and out of the office.
Yeah.
I really hadn't had time to actually mess with it any, and mm-hmm. to be able to get with my boss on it.
Okay.
We're definitely still planning on doing that, and I know you said it was pretty easy. I know I talked to you a little bit about it on the emails.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, sir. Yeah, I can definitely get with my boss still.
Okay.
And see how interested he is in it.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, it's kind of his decision.
Yeah.
But yes, sir. Yeah, we're still planning on doing it, and I can definitely still, I'm still planning on talking to him about it
mm-hmm.
as far as kind of getting using y'all services to kind of help us
yeah.
to finance some of that material cost.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly, and that's... Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, but yes, sir, yeah, I do still plan on talking to him about that.
Okay. Yeah, no problem, Philip. I just wanted to touch base with you. I know we were emailing back and forth, and, you know, you talked about you got an extension on your tax return. So, yeah, the 2014 would work fine if you guys wanted to get an answer. Of course, like 2015 would help, but 2014 we can work with as well. But, yeah, I mean, if you did have that, I just want to make sure, you know, those plans are still aligned. As I know, you guys were looking to get it around June 1st. So I just didn't want to make sure that was still on there or something like that happened.
Okay, yes, sir. Yeah, that project just kept getting pushed back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we actually, as far as the financials for 2014, I had spoke with my our accountant and then the person that we were actually initially getting those for,
mm-hmm.
and we decided that we were actually just going to go ahead and as soon as we were able to process our tax return and do simultaneously go ahead and do our 2015 financials.
Uh-huh.
So we're hoping to get that done, if not this month, next. We're going to end up having to do them next month just because I'm going to be the one having to prepare all that stuff for her.
Uh-huh.
But the bad thing is I just don't have time to do it right now.
Yeah.
So that's kind of something that we have my managerial financials that we consistently use for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives a good baseline reading of where we're at on everything. But, I mean, just looking at the documents alone from the person that used to handle all our stuff,
uh-huh.
she had no actual professional training in accounting.
Oh, wow.
Whenever she kind of set us up, because, I mean, whenever we started out, we were a very small business.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was just very family run and stuff. So it's kind of the people that were putting it together. I mean, they just didn't know a whole lot about, I mean, how to do everything. They're, I mean, just a very small company.
Mm-hmm.
So I could tell a lot of stuff actually did get entered in wrong, and just haven't been able to go back and finish and kind of correct all those issues that are in there.
Yeah.
So you'll kind of see like funny balances and stuff where something got applied to an expense or a long-term liability,
uh-huh.
and they forgot to actually to set it up properly, and so they ended up setting it up later on again.
Okay.
And so you'll just kind of see some stuff where it has a smaller balance and stuff where, but it has a duplicated one somewhere else.
Okay.
It's a little bit more current, but it still does have some of that missing applied funds to it.
Yeah, and
so it's just kind of small stuff like that.
Yeah, and that's not a problem. I mean, on the the business tax return, we can use the 2014 because when we look at the bank statements, we can see where you guys are on track for for this year as well.
Yes, sir.
Or coming off last year, so that's why it's like we can use those previous tax returns. Yeah, and that way it still will, help you guys out. Because, I mean, when exactly you guys, you said it got pushed back. Are you guys needing this capital, for the next couple of weeks, or?
No, not necessarily. I mean, it's kind of one of those things that we're probably looking at if we do anything to go ahead and try getting the capital, maybe sometime in mid-July,
mm-hmm.
I think would be kind of like pretty much the earliest. That way, whenever we do get it in, we are able to just shoot that to basically fund our payments toward the material provider.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Make payments on that capital.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. And it's like for those materials, I mean, last we spoke, you mentioned like around 120, thousand. Is that how much you're looking at material wise or?
Yes, sir. That's pretty much what we're looking at for just the asphalt material.
Okay. Did you guys need like any more or any, is that a good number to shoot for?
I know that's going to be the initial one, and that's going to be for a parking lot that we're doing at a football field in one of the smaller towns in this area.
Oh, cool.
And then I know we're actually doing, we're going to be doing parking lots for
mm-hmm.
One of the colleges around here.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, I'm not sure exactly how large compared to this other project it is, but I know they said that it was a pretty large asphalt project as well.
Okay, cool. So you guys would need, you know, more capital for that as well.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's, you know,
yeah,
the
so I think,
Like the good thing about these working capital programs, you know, because you know we're a business bank, we're trying to build that, you know, relationship. So I mean, if we can get you that money, the 120K, and then as soon as you get halfway, you know, through the amount, so once you get down to about 60,000 paid back, you qualify for more money and you know, at better rates, more like an introductory kind of deal, and then we like to build that relationship, and we'll get you better rates and better options, because in the end, it is like a more of a custom loan, and you guys can choose your term length, you know, like your payments options, and so yeah, it's very like, you know, custom. You guys can, you know, make it how it fits your business, and that way, you know, if you do, you say this job, you pay off all the materials, and then that next big one's coming up, we can get you more money and funded for that next one. You knock that out, you know, you have more coming. So that's how we like to build our relationships, you know, with businesses. That way, you know, it's just quick and simple, you know.
Yes, sir. And the thing is, though, I mean, we do have a very well established relationship with the commercial bank here that we actually have a checking and savings account with.
Yeah.
The majority of the time, whenever we do anything, we do just work with them.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of does depend. I mean, whenever we do come to it, we would compare rates to what they would be able to provide us.
Oh, exactly.
So it is just one of those things. At the end of the day, if they're able to get us better rates on stuff, then we would just end up going with them as well.
Yeah. Exactly, and that's like, I mean, we're competitive, but we're also not looking to, you know, take your deposits or move accounts or anything like that. We're like a supplement bank, so, you know, we're not trying to, you know, take your deposits, anything like that. We're just, you know, here to, you know, help you guys out if there's some other way that you weren't able to obtain funds, you know, through your local bank. Like, do you guys use, you know, lines of credit usually for this type of, you know, projects? Or situation, rather.
Not typically, just because we really don't like to dip into that. Just because, I mean, it's just basically a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's the same thing. You don't want to end up paying, paying too much on money that you borrowed.
Exactly.
So we try not to do it too very much. I mean, I know we do have a line of credit that we've kind of messed with a little bit with our commercial bank.
Yeah. Who do you guys bank with?
It's a commercial state bank.
Uh-huh.
They're actually local. I think they only have branches over here in West Texas.
Oh, okay. What's the name of them?
It is just Commercial State Bank.
Oh, just Commercial State Bank. I thought that was like an actual name. I've never heard of them before.
And they're local. I mean, they started up in a small town the same size as ours, just a little bit south of here.
Uh-huh.
And I know they spread out a little bit to cover the area, and they pretty much bank around the area that we work in.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of good for us and stuff. And I know we've been banking with them for quite a while.
Yeah,
we have a pretty established relationship with them.
Yeah, exactly, and that's, you know, that's great to get that, and you know, to have that relationship. That way, it makes it easier on you guys. As you know, you guys are extremely busy, and it's, you know, financing is the last thing you guys want to do, right? Trying to get projects going and stuff. So yeah, I understand that completely. And with that, you know, the line of credit, like, I mean, how large is that line of credit that you guys have with Commercial State Bank?
We do have $1 million line of credit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. And I mean, do you guys, like, how much do you guys use of that?
I think currently right now we have about $300,000 in that.
Okay. Yeah, that's not too bad. And I mean, you guys, is that the most you've ever put on there, or you guys usually sit around that mark?
No, we've put more on there, but I mean, we just try to kind of keep it as low as possible. It's a pretty newly established one.
Mm-hmm.
We just had to open that, I believe, in December.
Yeah. Okay.
So we really haven't had it too long. And
yeah.
It kind of increased just kind of with some of the stuff that we have been doing. We have been taking on larger projects.
Yeah.
We have been letting that fund a little bit of our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
at the same time, we really are trying to keep it as low as possible.
Exactly. And that's like, you know, with that line of credit as well. I mean, we can, you know, stand in front of that, you know, if you guys had this project, you know, and we were able to get you better rates. I mean, we could stand in front of it or we could stand behind it. Like if you wanted to use that, you know, and you need extra capital, we could also jump in there. So we're very, you know, versatile in the way that we could, you know, help you guys out. And that's not, that relationship with Commercial State Bank isn't something we're trying to ruin or anything like that. We're more, just think of us more like a supplement bank, you know, if you will, to help you guys out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, like I said, I just wanted to, you know, touch base with you. And I mean, when you guys, you said around like the second week of July, like mid-July, you're looking to pull the trigger on something?
Yes, sir. Yeah, second or third week. It just kind of depends on when we actually end up starting to do some, start purchasing some of the material for this asphalt project.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Now these, like, you know, jobs, are they pretty common? You guys do like the same, you know, have the same customer, or do you just branch out and?
We're still relatively new in the commercial dirt business, and so we're starting to get where we're taking on larger and larger projects.
Mm-hmm.
Like as to date, the one that we're looking at, it is going to be our largest as far as asphalt only project.
Well, maybe
mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of one of the other ones. I mean. That's the reason we're just kind of looking at different stuff on it.
Yeah.
But it's not the largest contract we have, just since we typically try to stay to do only dirt work, since that's kind of what we're most comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the actual asphalt project, this is the largest one to date.
Oh, great. And so, like, with this, are you guys trying to push and go, you know, above and beyond, like, that you've ever gone before? Are you more, have you tried to, like, push in the past for growth? Like have you tried to bring? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we are getting a little bit bigger on all the stuff that we are trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this one is definitely the biggest one we've done, and so we ended up purchasing a little bit some equipment that are going to help us because we had a smaller paving machine that we had done a large project with it. And
uh-huh.
We've done several small projects with it, but we ended up purchasing a larger one just
mm-hmm.
to be able to more effectively do large projects like we are starting to take on now.
Yeah. And yeah, that's so you just added on a larger paving machine?
Yes, sir. Yeah, and
okay.
So I mean, I don't really see us doing anything much larger than this one that's coming up.
Yeah.
Because in the area, with it being a large parking lot for a football field. I
yeah.
I don't see us doing anything even capable of doing anything much bigger than that, unless we were to do something like, I mean, heck, the Jones AT&T Stadium in Dallas. I mean,
that'd be cool.
I mean, obviously that's bigger, but we don't really see ourselves going, since, I mean, it is West Texas, you don't really see as
yeah.
large of single projects going on like that.
Okay. Yeah, because I know, like, in West State, you guys are, oh, yeah, in Seminole, right? Yeah, because I used to work out in at CMEX out there in Odessa, Texas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and that's, I know it's crazy
okay,
out there.
Yeah,
it's too.
The,
yeah, the
okay,
it's
yeah,
out.
The parking lots that we're planning on doing where it's three separate parking lots. If you were to add them together, it's as large as this one that we're about to do.
Oh, wow.
Actually for Odessa College.
Oh, is it? Is it the, it's Odessa College. OC, I'm trying to think of my brother went there. Is it Permian Basin, or is it?
No, it's not UTPB. It is just actually Odessa College.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay. Cool. That's really cool. It's a small world. yeah, and with those paving machine, did you, like, use your line of credit to buy that?
Yeah, we ended up just financing it through, I think that one, we actually just financed it through B Equipment, where we actually bought the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And they're typically, whenever we buy anything used, we actually
yeah.
just go through them. And then whenever we buy anything new, then we actually just go through Cat Financial.
Okay, yeah. And then just kind of get the best deals, right? Yeah. Cat's pretty
yeah.
solid as far as deals. And then B equipment, so that one you purchased with cash and then financed after, kind of a deal?
Yes, sir, pretty much.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, that's a good way of doing it. A lot of, it's actually pretty popular. Was that like an auction or is it like a private? Is that why you guys?
No, I mean it was actually through B Equipment. B Equipment's they are an equipment sales and rental place.
Mm-hmm.
And so they ended up finding something for us.
Oh, okay.
So we ended up just going through them for the actual equipment financing.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. I misunderstood. I thought you guys like purchased it, the equipment in cash, and then you refinanced it through them. But yeah, okay.
No, so,
yeah,
we definitely do that sometimes with a commercial state bank.
Mm-hmm.
Buy something and just finance it through them.
Yeah, exactly. It's just easier that way. And that way you can, you know, make a quick purchase and then get it going instead of having to find it, you know, and then find everything. Sometimes it's a hassle for sure.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, that's like we also do, you know, I didn't know if you're using that line of credit, you know, for equipment, which you guys really, you could. But we also do equipment financing, so we're able to get you that cash as well. So you don't really have to touch your line of credit or, you know, the capital that we'd be able to get you for equipment. It's crazy. Some people, you know, don't really understand that, you know, they can do that. That's definitely an option as well. A lot of people, like this one roofing company we just got funded, they went around 100K just for equipment. And they, like, the guy just would not understand, because he always uses a line of credit for it. And he just, our programs, we also do equipment financing. So we can get them both, you know, like the 100K and that. So definitely an option if you guys would like to go that route as well. So
okay, how do y'all typically back those? Because I know whenever we actually went to Commercial State Bank,
mm-hmm.
I know that's actually backed by a lot of our equipment that we were 100% owners of.
Yeah.
And the way we ended up working something out with them is because we ended up we were thinking about auctioning off some of our equipment.
Uh-huh.
And the value of that was that the auctioneer had set up was around $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of one of those things that we let them know that, I mean, the auctioneer's values have been undervalued.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the reason we didn't want to auction off the equipment, because we knew it was worth more.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why we ended up going with the route of where we set up a line of credit backed by the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we didn't want to sell the equipment for much less than it was, but we still wanted to be able to have the equipment for sale.
Exactly.
We sold some of it, and typically, I mean, like I know one of the we had a loader that was for sale, and the auctioneer said that the high value that they thought that they'd get for it was $55,000.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up selling it on our own for $70,000.
Oh wow!
And that's kind of and that's kind of one of the things that we showed them is that, I mean, they just undervalue everything quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, they don't care; they're just looking to sell equipment.
Exactly, trying to get rid of it quick.
Yes.
Yeah. So we definitely, you know, the equipment financing. That's just secured, you know, loans. It would be secured through the equipment, but as far as capital, that's just unsecured cash. You guys can use however you see fit for the business. There's no backing, you know, you have to use equipment or put up as collateral. It's just, it's based off sales. That's why we're able to do that. So we, you know, figure the sales are there that you're able to, you know, cash flow the note. So that's why, you know, it's unsecured. You guys can use it for virtually anything. You know, if you had more needs than just materials, you know, you could use it for anything really. And that's, you know, as well, we're not like, yeah, we're not like, you know, with your maybe First State, you know, Commercial or, their bank, maybe they like check and see where you guys are using the money for, where you, you know, kind of keep a tab on you. We're not looking to do that as well. So however you guys, I mean, you're business owners, you know, guy, you guys know how to, you know, operate your business and where it needs it. So,
yes, sir.
Yeah. So it's definitely an option there, you know, if you guys were looking to do this, and yeah, if anything, I mean, we could see what we could do for you, and you guys can, you know, compare it to your bank and, you know, see what makes sense for you guys as well.
Oh, already? Yeah, let me, I'll try getting in touch with Terry,
okay.
My boss. I mean, he's quite a difficult man to get a hold of. But,
I'm sure he is, yeah.
I'll see if I can get in to sit down and talk to him about it within this next week or two.
Okay.
That way we can actually kind of discuss everything and try to figure out what we are going to be doing about some of the stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And that way we can go ahead and do that. But, yeah, I think I ended up sending him a copy of that email just so he at least kind of knew that I was talking to somebody about it.
Mm-hmm.
And just so he kind of knew a little bit about what we were talking about. So I'll definitely sit down with him here within the next week or two.
Uh-huh.
To see if there's any way that we can go ahead and start working on something before. I mean, obviously we want to be able to pull the trigger, at least give time to get through all the paperwork and everything.
Yeah, exactly. And just so you guys have some options available, that way you can go, you know, the smartest route that works out for the business. And yeah, you can definitely, you know, see what we can do for you. And if it makes sense, you guys can take it. And if not, you know, at least, you know, we got you. And if, you know, something doesn't work out now, obviously down the road, you know, we'd like to see if we couldn't help you guys out. So,
yeah, sir.
Yeah. But yeah, I'll touch base with you when, like, you know, when's a good time to follow up with you? Because I know you're busy.
You may check in maybe toward the end of next week.
Okay.
I think by then, hopefully, I'll at least have gotten with him and try to start figuring out something.
Okay. All right. All right. Sounds good, Philip. I will, look forward to, you know, getting touch and base with you, you know, next week.
Oh, alrighty. I appreciate you calling, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thanks for your time. And, I will circle back then.
All right. Thanks, sir. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.